This is Casey Dolan with your local news for Wednesday, June 8th, 2022 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. On Monday, the City Council unanimously passed Ordinance 3291, which amends the Port Townsend Municipal Code to extend the 180-day limitation for tent encampments in Port Townsend as an interim solution for the city's homeless and the current inadequate housing. The ordinance proposed two extensions, each not exceeding 180 additional days, and applicants must be subject to show compliance to all conditions for permit approval. An applicant could apply for the second extension within the term of the first. These extensions would provide time for needed infrastructure to be built. At this time, Pat's Place at 10th Street near Hancock Street is the only permitted encampment, consisting of several tiny wooden shelters. Pat's Place is managed by Bayside Housing and Services. Other encampments include Caswell Brown Village on Mill Road, administered by the Olympic Community Action Program, OLECAP, and Port Hadlock's Peter's Place. Included among the speakers supporting the passage of the ordinance were Scott Rosecrans, pastor of Community Methodist Church in Port Hadlock, and Debbie Steele from Community Build. The church's property provides the ground for Peter's Place, the companion village to Pat's Place. Community Build took the construction lead in the shelters at Pat's Place. The Jefferson County Commissioners heard arguments on Monday from the East Jefferson Fire and Rescue regarding modifications to existing burn ban regulations and the establishment of a new ordinance to implement those modifications. The East Jefferson Fire and Rescue made proposals for greater transparency and bans based on a color-coded matrix of ban levels based on fire risks. This would be a more graded approach than the outright bans in existence, which primarily target land clearing and any open burning that degrades air quality as per the standards given by the Olympic Clean Air Agency or which constitute a fire danger. The authority would be vested in the county to delegate the enforcement of the new regulations to the separate fire districts determined by the risk and danger according to the matrix. The fire districts could then issue permits or not and charge fees for the permits. EJFR suggests that the current policies, including those regarding fireworks, remain in place throughout the 2022 fire season and that the county pass a resolution to change the existing burn ban. A new ordinance will be brought to the commissioners for adoption. The Washington State Department of Health and the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife have issued a warning to caution the public against contact with wild birds. The recent outbreak of avian influenza is affecting Canada geese, snow geese, bald eagles, and other raptors. If members of the public do encounter dead or sick birds, the DOH encourages them to report the encounter using a tool found on the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife website. The risk of infection passed on to human beings is low, but extremely high among avian species and can be easily passed from wild birds to such domestic birds as chickens, pheasants, and turkeys. On Monday, Port Townsend Mayor David Faber officially proclaimed June 2022 to be Pride Month in recognition of the struggles of LGBTQ activists over the past 5 decades. He encourages all residents and visitors to join in celebrating the spirit and dedication of this vibrant community and to participate in Olympic Pride's Sound of Pride event June 25th with music and over 20 vendors in Pope Marine Park downtown. Port Townsend has received the Association of Washington City's Municipal Excellence Award for its implementation of creative ideas in the community. The competition for these awards was open to 281 cities and towns in Washington State, and the winners were chosen from 22 applications. Mayor David Faber says, "With our intergovernmental collaborative group, we are showcasing our commitment to end the conflicts of the past, be the best stewards of public resources we can be, and actualize a positive vision of the future." KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.